Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
Bert, as a Georgia Bulldogs fan, how you doing today?
It's a joke. Look, Alabama played a better game than Georgia. I'll give them that.
You might need to plug your ears. This was epic trolling on ESPN College Game Day. So Pat McAfee joined them, and this is how he made his pick. Because they all make picks prior to the game of who they think is going to win. And this is how Pat McAfee made his pick.
29 straight wins, back-to-back national champions. What's that coming down the track? It's me, machine in the red and black.
It's me, machine in the red and black.
Ain't nothing finer in the land than a drunk, obnoxious Georgia fan. No dunks, no dunks.
That was
That's
well
so
played.
Messed up.
That was expert trolling. So sorry to all you Georgia Bulldog fans out there.
Look, I would like to take the high road and wish Alabama good luck in the playoffs, but I can't because I hate them so much.
The only people that are happier than Bama fans today are Florida fans because FSU also got screwed.
Oh,
how did FSU
totally
not get in?
Yeah,
I don't know, but whoever's running the system, props to you.
Because they play in a crap-ass conference, that's why.
Yeah, sucks as
so
up.
They got penalized for that. All right, Santa Scared Straight. Krista, you want to explain what it's all about?
Santa Scared Straight, we do this year-end and year-out. We have an in with Santa Claus, the big man himself. And if you have a kid that is teetering and almost on the naughty list, we have Santa, because we have his number, call up your kid and try to scare them straight. You can go ahead and go to thebirdshow.com and fill out the form if you want Santa to call your kid. And to give you a little inspiration, this is one of our Santa Scared Straights back from 2016, and Tommy has dubbed it the greatest Santa Scared Straight of all time.
Hello?
Ho, 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 ho! It's Santa calling for Bella.
Oh, my goodness. Bella?
Yeah?
Bella, I wanted to call you because I've been talking to Snowflake, the elf. You know, you're not supposed to touch Snowflake, because if you touch an elf, they will lose their magic. Have you touched Snowflake?
No.
No, you haven't. You know why I know? Because Santa sees everything. But I do see you moving, Snowflake, don't I?
Yeah.
It's okay. Santa likes a little out-of-the-box thinking. How do you move, Snowflake?
I get the, tongs.
You get tongs, don't you? So, technically, you aren't touching Snowflake, but you're moving Snowflake, aren't you?
Yeah.
You are a smart cookie.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, now let's get down to brass tacks, okay?
Okay.
So I see you've started kindergarten this year.
Yeah.
How's that going for you?
Good.
There are a few things, though, that aren't very becoming of a little girl your age. You're 5 years old, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at the report that Snowflake has put in, and he's put down things over the past month or so. I know he's only been with you a couple of weeks. What's this about you throat-punching a little boy?
Yes.
So, tell me about the throat-punch incident of 2016.
He was me.
He was mean? Was he mean to one of your friends?
Yes.
And were you taking up for your friend?
Yes.
Well, Santa Claus can certainly appreciate that. But, Bella, there are ways to handle that without throat punches.
Okay.
I want you to repeat after me, all right?
Yeah.
I will not. Throat punch.
Throat punch.
Anyone else?
Anyone else.
Okay. I also see that you threw sticks at the school. What's that all about?
One of my friends made me do it.
Oh, really? I think you made one of your friends do it with you. Is that not right?
No.
Are you sure? It's not good to lie to Santa Claus.
Maybe.
Maybe. I think maybe indeed. You know what we call little girls who throw sticks at the North Pole school? We call them vandals.
Oh, no.
Vandalism is breaking the law. Santa doesn't like that.
Okay.
And I understand you know how to write your name now.
Yes, sir.
In fact, you wrote it all over the lunchroom table, didn't you? In marker. Did you do that?
Yeah.
Did you clean it?
Yes.
Well, let's not do any more of that.
Yes, sir.
And I understand you spent a day in the principal's office. What happened? The way Santa saw it go down, you were trying to scare your friends in the bathroom, and you accidentally turned on a faucet, didn't you?
Yes.
And what happened in the bathroom when that faucet turned on? You could not turn it off. And what happened?
The bathroom flooded.
And you got into trouble.
Yes.
Now, Santa likes a good scare just as much as the next guy. But sometimes there's a time and place for everything. And school is not a place for scaring, okay?
Okay.
How do you like your new seat in the classroom?
Good.
Who are you sitting beside?
My teacher.
Oh, that's odd. Normally you sit beside your classmates in school. Why are you sitting beside your teacher?
Because I was talking.
You were talking. Were you sitting next to your... Let's see. It says here you were sitting next to your husband. It says you're married. What's that all about? How long have you two been shacked up?
A long time.
So you were talking to your husband in class, and you were a little too loud, and you got moved, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then I see the teacher moved you beside another friend, and you continued to talk with that friend even more. And you finally got moved next to the teacher, didn't you?
Yeah.
Bella, that's not good. Too much talking in class will get you in trouble.
I know.
I bet you know. I need you to be a good little girl so maybe you can go back with the other students, okay?
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about your friend. I understand when you were on the playground, you convinced her to flash everyone on the playground. Do you know what that means? It means she pulled her shirt up in front of everyone. Did you do that?
Yes, Grandma. I did it.
But you can't do that anymore, okay? That's not a nice thing for little girls to do, okay?
Yes, sir.
Maybe later in life in Panama City, but not right now, okay?
Okay.
Now, some of the words that I'm seeing that Snowflake has used on your report, he describes you as feisty, sassy, with a lack of self-control. These are all things I need you to work on between now and Christmas. Otherwise, you could end up on the naughty list. You're close. You think you can be a good girl between now and Christmas?
Yes, sir.
All right, because right now, Santa's sleigh is feeling a lot lighter. Bella, if you can promise me to be a good little girl, listen to your mom, be good at school, don't flood any more bathrooms, no more throat punching, I think we can see you on the nice list come Christmas time, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Bella, well, I've got to go, okay?
I love you.
All right, you be good, I'll be watching.
Okay.
Bye, Bella.
Bye.
If you want to nominate your kid for Santa Scared Straight, head to thebertshow.com.
The Bert Show.